Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinade podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
Thank you for the gift of the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I welcome you to this morning's Breakthrough Morning Devotion. We are having such an awesome time of His divine presence in this place. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Holy Ghost. Today, I just want to share something very simple with us. Probably two very important things. Still on the same subject. I want to so exhaust it to the extent that everybody in one way or the other will be able to recognize the Spirit's activity, divine presence, the activities of the spirit realm around us in its simplicity. We've come a very long way. Last week we spoke concerning the burning hearts, which actually is an acid test of our spiritual temperature at any time, signifying how close we are to and in the presence of God constantly, or how far away we are when it comes to how our hearts burn towards the work and the word of God, the word we hear and corresponding action in acting out our faith based on what we have heard. Today I want to talk about two very important things that also mark the sign of divine presence around you as a believer. Some of them we experience when we are in deep fellowship with the Holy Ghost. And some of them we experience when there is something heavy on our hearts. I want to talk about the principle of heat transmission. Or energy transmission, the principle of heat, wind, the transmission of energy. You see, there's one thing we have to understand. Light as a principle, as it relates to a constant mass, is energy. Light, as a principle, as it relates to a constant mass, is energy. Okay. For that reason, light energy can be transmitted by the four elements. Wind, fire, water, and earth. The constant here must be understood to be you.
Okay.
Earth. Then this earth constant, being mass, can have the activity of the other three elements working around you, which bring about wind, cold, and heat. And it produces energy. Somebody says that's Einstein, of course. It's equal to MC squared.
Yeah.
The constant of light. But this constant of light is harnessed elemental energy around a mass constant. When there is an interaction with the elements, within a mass, surely there should be the release of energy. And this energy is what your Bible refers to as work. The word work in the Greek is energeo, from which we have the English word energy. So, come to think of it this way. What then is a miracle? A miracle, as per biblical definition, is the ability to harness energy within a medium to bring about dynamic changes.
Okay.
That is a miracle. A miracle, again, is the harnessing of energy within a medium to bring about dynamic changes. Why do we say so? Because the word for miracles in all its variegated forms comes from the word dunamis, from which we have the word dynamic or kinetic energy. Just playing with science words, but you don't worry about them, because actually the scientific words that we think we said it in school are all rooted in the scriptures. So when you say dynamo, it is from which we have the word dynamic or dunamis power. So dynamo holds what? Dunamis power. Power that is referred to as dunamis, dynamo. And what does it mean? The ability to harness energy to bring about changes from one state to the other. Now listen, how do you know that there is a divine presence, the energy around a substance? What is this energy? Please get this. Energy is work. So when I say the energy around a substance, I am not talking about just divine encounters. I am very particular about the blowing out of proportion that people give to divine encounters. Because if you're a very spiritual person, you can listen to the encounters people claim that they have, and you can read in between the lines. The Christian faith is not about your divine encounters, but hear this. It is about the effect that encounter had on you. It is called energy. When an encounter does not produce an effect, there is no work, so there was no dynamo. Every encounter must be harnessed energy that is bringing about a kinetic change. Else it is wasted energy potentially. It was deposited, but it could not produce its effect. This is the reason why the effect of encounters should prove themselves before you describe the encounter to us. Else you are just wasting your time. If you said an angel came to visit you, and an angel came and he said this, and an angel came and he said this, and you were carried into the heavens, and you tell us all your encounters, and we are not able to see dynamic ability working with you, you are just a liar. You are fabricating stories in the figment of your own imagination. That is the reason why, in the humility of the Holy Ghost, you would want to show works. and explain how it happened by the energy around you. And it is a mark that this generation must wake up to. Especially in the wind of what we claim as revival. We are given to all manner of stories and fabrication. And there is a wind blowing across the west coast of Africa, especially in Nigeria. And I keep saying that. And I keep mentioning especially in Nigeria because I love the people of Nigeria. But there is a wind of an encounter, an encounter, an encounter, but no works. Where are the works? I'm not saying there are no works in Nigeria. Then you are missed. Every blind and deaf
knows that there are works
in Nigeria. But then there is a wave of an encounter, and those who are claiming those encounters have no proof to the encounters. And it saddens the heart. But that's just by the way.
But let me try to box it from first principle.
Yes.
We are talking about energy.
Energy.
So deriving from Einstein's equation, like E is equal to mc squared.
Exactly.
So like you spoke about, we are looking at the effect of light.
Yes.
On a body.
Yes.
That produces work, which is energy.
Exactly.
So the proof of the energy or work done has to do with what effect that light, which is
had
a constant,
on that mass.
Had on that mass.
That's what we are saying.
So here, the work is going, because speed of light in a vacuum is constant.
Yes.
So with the varying value of the mass
is what is going to produce the energy.
So that means the factor here is the vessel involved.
Mass.
Okay. Okay.
The factor here is the earth being.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with the light.
It is not in the encounters and light and light and light.
But the earth being.
You as a person.
Okay.
So if you are a mass being and you are telling us and you had this encounter, you had that encounter is a constant.
It's a constant.
It is a realm that has always been there. Mm. If you entered that realm, and you had an encounter, what energy did you bring about? That is work. What did so it is not the light you saw. It is
that is there.
That is there. You are getting it now. It is what the light did to the mass that produces what?
The
energy. So the constant being light must touch on the mass.
And the effect, that value of the mass is directly proportional to the energy that is produced and the work done in the spirit.
As simple as that.
So that's how come a same spiritual experience, we've been looking at it from a long time, but just narrowing it down to last week, that there is a word of God coming forth. There's a divine presence.
Light
is coming forth. Now, there's supposed to be the burning of the heart experience as the confirmation to the one who is receiving that this is divine, this is God speaking, this has to do with a spiritual phenomenon that is constant, that is light.
Yes.
But then for one who is dull of hearing,
who is the mass?
For one whose heart has waxed cold,
who is the mass?
Who is the mass? If that state doesn't have the effect that the light is supposed to have on it, then there's no work done.
Then the energy will be less or more.
Or more, depending on the mass.
So the light energy, telling us about the light energy, in maturity, nobody should be excited.
About that again.
About that again. You can tell us anything you want to tell us. And if it produces emotional high and tears, it's nothing. This is the reason why anybody must be judged by their works.
By their works.
So Jesus said, if you don't believe me, believe me for the work's sake, the energy sake. But do you know what? Today's generation has become a generation that is marking people by their works instead of their works. So if you are correct orally and you have no proof of works, you'll be accepted. I listened to a great man of God this week. He said, where apprentices decide to be masters in the body of Christ, surely there will be chaos. A certain man of God was talking to his son and praying for his son and telling his son, The problem in this generation is apprentices
are deciding
to be masters. Their work is seen, is evident. But we have too much talkers in the body.
But so what is it a problem with us as a generation of believers? I'm not even talking about the talkers, because the talkers seem to move us. I mean, we hear of the spectacular encounter of someone. And for me, when you were speaking about it, I was going to ask, a lot of these encounters, actually, when the person is sharing and is not able to prove a present work of that, he tells you it's futuristic. Oh, so I'm marked as one for this in the next generation. I'm marked for. How do you create the balance as the hearer?
Very simple.
Okay.
Anytime a person speaks of yesterday and speaks of tomorrow, but has nothing to prove about what he said happened yesterday and today, forget about him.
Okay.
It's very simple. Something happened to me in 1990. I have been appointed as a mighty general of God since 1990. We are in 2023. And God spoke to me that he's about doing something in 2030. You are a liar. Since 1990, you have been appointed. We are in 2023. What God told you is about to happen in 2030.
And there's no sign.
Sign. Please. Talk is cheap. Work is hard. You see, the Bible talks about ministering spirits.
Yeah.
God makes his ministering spirits elementals.
Wind, flame of fire.
Wind or flame of fire. Who maketh his angels, winds, spirits, his ministers, a flaming fire. This wind and flaming fire, you must learn how to harness it, because it is ministry for work. As an heir of salvation, there are ministering spirits that have been assigned to you. So there is no specialty about encounters. I don't know if you got what I
yes,
said.
Yes, so we've
based
established
on that.
That the realm of light is a constant.
What is that constant? You are an heir of salvation. It is the light that has been given to you. So encounters. You see, hey, we must have an encounter. The story of an encounter. How many encounters did Paul write on? As many as he had. The problem is this. The more we share on our encounters, the more people see us as superheroes and beings, because we don't share them in the simplicity of their own personal encounters. For them to also know that they are also having an encounter. Because if we break it down, we will realize that we are all having encounters. So what then is special about you then? It is in the way I describe my encounter. And when we do that, we become superheroes in the eyes of our listeners. And they strive for a certain impossible realm which they are already in, because they don't know that they are. Their present encounter is the encounter you're also talking about. It's a constant light, Fifi.
God have mercy. So, Papa, in the simplicity of this, for instance, you've taught us about how to discern a divine presence.
Yes.
Many ways you've taught us so far, and there are still more to come. But say, you feel that there's a heavy presence. In a certain spiritual activity, there's a certain thick sweat in your palms.
Yes.
There are glitters.
Yes.
Now, maybe someone who knows what this means. So, for instance, you, without telling us this, I mean, oh, okay.
I can polish that story.
I ascended into the seventh heavens. And so it That definition, that doesn't come by way of teaching.
Yes.
For me to also know
that you too
the
have
day
an encounter.
I had this sweaty palm experience, this was also light.
Yes. So you begin to see me as a superhero. Mm.
And for most of us, actually, that's what we want. The superhero experience.
The last time I was watching somebody and I told one of my sons, I said, you see, if we all decide to move like this, some people will think that we are not men. But there is no point because we are all men having same encounters. Mm. Just that because people don't know, they are unable to walk into the heights and depths of that. All that is there for them. I am not impressed by what you met and what Angel Uriel told you and what whatever being Uruguay, whatever being told you. I'm not really impressed. I have a problem. Can you help me?
I'll help you tomorrow. Don't worry.
You see, tomorrow.
That angel that I met, he said that he's giving me power for tomorrow. So your problem, I can't solve it now, but you just give me 2 years.
Then don't tell me about your encounters. Because you are describing a certification to a profession that you cannot apply yourself to. Listen, Church of God.
Man of God.
Do you know that anytime without cause you sense a blood rush, an angel has touched you? Have you seen what I've been telling you?
Yes.
So, if we break this thing down, and Vivi, I'm preaching, and I said that, the touch of an angel, you see, the way I'll go, you don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But the description that I've given to the thing, you too, probably at the same point, you too are the touch of an angel. There are common phenomenon, and today I want to talk about one very common phenomenon. The first common phenomenon that an angel touches you is when you feel heat behind your ears.
Wow.
Heat behind your ears. An angel touched you. The touch of an angel.
But the moment you say you, an angel touched me, the mind's eye is trying to see a white being
flying in the sky.
Flying in the sky with wings. And, you know, Papa, this brings a very funny story. Early on in the year, I met a friend, and I will not mention the company he works with. A very big company in the country, international, actually. And he's their IT manager.
Okay.
So we met and we were talking. And he told me something. He said, Fifi, all the work I do in this company, I can teach you in 5 minutes. He said, he's no exaggerating. Everything that he does there.
In that place,
he can teach me in five
minutes.
And I'll be able to function the way he's functioning there in just 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
But the way he is a hero there, he told me how much money he takes in the van. And I'm bringing these two parallels because it's just the understanding of what actually it is.
If you let me add another story to what you have said.
Yes, sir.
Just 2 days ago, I was having a conversation with Pastor Philo.
Okay.
And I told Pastor Philo something. And I think that Missionary Eugene was also around. About two or three people. I was telling them something. One of my mates in school, from the north, down to the south, all the banks in Ghana, he works for them.
Okay.
And he came to visit me and we're talking about his work. He said, Pastor Obed, Ghana here, you have to be smart. He said there is a machine in the banking system, in the banks. Mm. They are the only people who service that machine, the whole of the nation. And they do this in all the banks in the nation. And all they do is that they come with their tool behind them and they ask for a room.
And
they
go there
to know. Nobody must see what they are doing. And do you know what they do? They only come with a blower.
Wow.
They just, it's a blower. They don't do anything to the machine. Nothing. It's a blower.
But who need key?
Who need key?
Who need key?
So the day they find out that it's a blower, they will kick them out. It is like servicing. Okay, Fifi, let me ask you,
Papa,
something. Do you know that you can service your own air conditioning machine?
I have no idea.
Have you seen?
I'll pay someone to
come. The first thing that you can do in the service of air conditioning machine is to remove it and wash it.
And wash it.
But every air conditioner who comes to service your machine every
come
time.
And do that same thing for
every me. Time. After they have installed the air conditioning machine, the servicing that they do always, 90% of them is washing.
They remove the filter.
They remove the filter, wash it,
put it back.
And then put it back.
See,
and you pay them.
Wa servicing. Wow. Okay. Ready my case.
Some of the things are so simple in the spirit realm that those who have found it will not want to share it because it's been blown out of proportion. Mm. And if you do that, trying to make it simple, people go like, ah, into when I'm a canoe. No.
Blood rush.
As simple as that. Blood rush.
Heat at the back of my ear. An angel has touched me. So you see, the angel with me.
You will hear.
I hear in my right ear.
So let me explain a few things to you.
Yes, Papa.
You will hear in meetings. Mm. And usually, people feel it during singing and during miracles, but they don't know that. That what they feel is the same thing the men of God and men of God have been talking about.
Talking
so watch this. In a meeting, when I'm praying for the sick, in the name of Jesus, I declare that every sickness here, right now, if you're watching me on television, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I'm just doing an illustration. Then I call for testimonies. Then people say, when I was down, I felt a cold wind. It was moving on this side. And I felt a breeze. Blood rush. That is what you experienced because an angel touched you. An angel was working on you. An angel was communicating with you. But you think that it is only for when your pastor prays for you to get a miracle. But it is an actual spiritual conditioning that now awakens the mass being to the light that is being transmitted.
Because the light is there.
It's there.
So the issue is with the mass.
The mass. The conscious awareness that there is light transmission in a certain conditioned environment. Then now we all begin to feel the heat, begin to feel that it is just blood rush. That blood rush is the touch of angels, the touch of divine beings. So you are only sharing that for your testimony. And then when the meeting closes, then you lose your consciousness.
Then you feel you've lost.
Then you so now, that one was ministry. For instance, how would you take it if I tell you that this morning an angel woke me up? You see, you feel it's something. But you to an angel wakes you up.
With a blood rush.
How many of you, even right now, even today, when you woke up, you woke up feeling sweet inside, sweet inside of you. You felt very sweet. You know, an angel just deposited something in your spirit. But you won't say, stop saying that.
Say an angel.
A spirit being visited me and placed something whilst I was on my bed. When I was getting up,
guys,
I felt heavy on the inside. I couldn't easily lift myself.
Today I'm different.
My.
Today I'm different.
Let me show you another one. Fifi, have you ever also woken up in a day and you felt that inside of you, it's as if lifting yourself from bed is so difficult. Have you ever felt that?
Papa.
Do you know an angel visited you?
Wow.
Let's go and see that in the book of Ezekiel so that you will come to believe.
Oh, God have mercy.
The Bible talks about in the bitterness of my spirit.
God have mercy.
The spirit realm is as simple as eating bangu.
God.
So Ezekiel 3:14.
Ezekiel 3:14. When you finish, then we'll read Job 7:11.
Okay.
Read.
So the spirit lifted me up.
Hold on. Now, look at the way it's coming to. Hold on. The spirit did what?
He lifted me
up. So say like the way they say it.
Okay.
So the spirit.
You see, something special happened.
The spirit, read it like that.
The spirit lifted me up.
So,
and he took me away.
So you see, before you carry on, before you read the rest of the scriptures, I was lying down in the middle of the night. And the spirit. Came upon me and the spirit took me and I came out of my body and I was watching my body and
as
watching the spirit
and asking the spirit, should I go back or we should go?
You don't have encounter. But listen, all of these things that he's about to say, he's about, there is a reason why he said the spirit lifted me up. Carry on. And I went.
And I went in bitterness. In the heat of my spirit.
Hold on. So anytime you have heat of your spirit, the spirit has taken you out. You have heat in your spirit. You don't know that when you have heat in your spirit, it is an actual walk. You are having a walk in the spirit. And the ubon so difo bi shenko. Me who says see I'm a copier baby. Or the heat in the enamu is heat. The moment he says heat, I know. Like if I'm seated here right now and I sense heat, it means I've gone out of my body. I've just gone out of my body. Then now I will now start concentrating on what that out of body has to communicate.
To do.
Asa mercy.
Hey.
I wish people were seeing what's happening in the studio.
So the Lord held me by a strand.
Okay, so he said, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. The Lord held me by a strand. And I was taken out of my body.
And there were 7 horses. And I asked, which one should I sit on?
How do you think he's saying the Lord held me by a strand? At that moment, when he felt the heat rushed into his head. And now he began to feel the heat here. And he's telling you that the Lord held him by a strand.
Oh, Jesus.
And John said, oh, now I encounter.
So you see, the problem is that initial thing, you didn't know what it was to follow through with the consequent action.
Because you have not been taught that this is divine presence. So be conscious so that you can download messages for works. Have you seen it? That's where the problem is coming from. So, Fifi, if we all come together to say we want to talk about encounter, everything I've been telling you, those messages that encounter, workings. When you encounter, show working. So, the next time you have an encounter, so you follow to hear the reason and the communication of that encounter. And return to prove the task in that encounter.
Shut up. It's not necessary.
It's not necessary to communicate it. This is the reason why Paul said 40 years ago, I knew a man. He's proving himself. He's shown you the works. Bishop David Oyedepo will tell you, in 1983, I had this encounter. I was taking it. Is it not evident? But when?
Let me say your own. You won't say your own.
No.
But you see, Daddy, there's something since I came to CCI.
Yeah.
I've heard you share your encounter with Jesus 3 times. And every single time you share that encounter, it was on the second occasion that there are many miracles, but there's a very strange miracle that happens.
Because that's what you told me.
Yes. And on the second occasion, you mentioned that the Lord told you that. You see light. You see, no. It's because you can't handle it. I know the face of Jesus. I can draw him.
You see, when you are listening to things like that, don't be amused.
Oh, I was not just amused, anything, but I was sad.
Anything anybody says that, don't be amused. Listen. When you finish listening, look out for, and so what? That's where it should end. After all of this, and so what? So when you are done, what will follow? That's why I'm with you. Describe all that happened in that day. Tell me all that the angel did. Tell me all the fire you met. Everything. Okay, I've heard. What is going to happen now? And what happened? The end of the conversation, not the graphical traveling and we traversing and we went here. No.
What is the energy? Where is the work?
I know a man, I'm not mentioning his name. He was talking about his about his encounters. Mm. And this is not a made-up story. Mm. As he was speaking in the encounters, he fainted as butterflies. See, there are things and realms. Do you understand what I told you?
But I feel like sitting on the floor.
He fainted as butterflies. As he was talking.
Speaking about his encounters.
Oh, encounter. I'm not excited about those things. Don't let us go there. Because if we want to discuss
talk about
them,
these things.
Have you seen? Now people begin to wonder, are you a man or you are not a man? And we are.
That's what's important.
Say, how are they ni passo? Ebe free am so ene here.
You have
me suma wa. Odi jumedi ebi ne besha onsa. Say ni pabenya so mfaso. Enye baby akon nanti nanti sun sumunin ye ni na zizi ebe wunse. Oh ye ni na ebe chumi ananti sun sum.
The mark of a saint one, the mark of a messenger of God, is to be of benefit to God's people. You have a specific assignment as a messenger to deliver God's people. Now, that is what should characterize you. The encounters and the various experiences you have in the spirit, that will place you on a certain pedestal where people begin to see you as inhuman, as superior to them. It's not the work. It's not what is necessary, because what's the point? The point is that you have to be of benefit. You have to do what God has sent you so that by you, God's work in people is accomplished.
Okay, so Fifi, I want to show you something. Sit back slowly. When I finish with this, you go like, ah! And you started from here. Let's go back to Ezekiel, where we came from. I want you to watch this.
Yes, Papa.
And you see, the spirit realm, the purpose, when you see the reason for all the unwind and the winding about and the winding about, you will get angry. Sit back. You sit. I want you to relax. Sit. Look at Ezekiel 3. Everybody, please, look at Ezekiel 3.
Okay.
I want you to read from verse 14 to verse 16.
Okay.
And the purpose of all of this runabout is in verse 15 and 16. And you will be so bored. Let's go.
So the Spirit lifted me up.
You see, you have to understand. The Spirit lifted me up.
And took me away.
And he took me away.
And I went in bitterness.
And I went in bitterness. That is heaviness.
In the heat of my spirit.
And I was feeling heat in
but
my spirit.
But the hand of the Lord was strong
upon
me.
And the hand of the Lord was strong upon me.
Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Aviv.
So I was in Tel Aviv.
That dwelt by the river of Heba.
Uh-huh.
And I sat where they sat.
Uh-huh.
And remained there,
uh-huh,
astonished among them 7 days.
So that simply means that he had sensory suspension, suspension of his sensory perceptions. And we'll deal with that next week.
Okay.
The suspension of your sensory perceptions. So he said, I remained there astonished among them
seven days.
So see, I had an encounter. And in that encounter, I was taken in the spirit. And I was stuck in a place. For 7 days, I couldn't move. For 7 days, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't see anybody. I was just lost in the Holy Ghost. Okay, then what happened?
And it came to pass at the end of the 7 days.
That what happened?
That the word of the Lord
came unto me.
See
the next verse.
Son of man,
I have made you
a watchman.
I was in the spirit. I was there 7 days and I did this and I did that. What was it up to? You were a watchman. So if I came and I was telling you, the Lord has made me a watchman to his people, you won't take me serious. So I have to now begin from how it started. The encounterment. But in heaven and in the realm of the spirit, what you are doing, you are a joke. All spirit beings are watching you. Because that realm, what you are doing, there's no astonishment there. There is nothing. That is the realm that they live in. And you are describing the realm to earth men. So if we all know that realm, and you are making it wound yours, we'll just be waiting.
And
so that what? So that you'll be a watchman. Momayen Sorenkwe.
No, because of what I know, there are lots of times I bring you videos. I'll say, okay, see, hey, you see this guy?
Yeah.
Also, then I'll just.
I just watch you.
You just watch me. That's in the. Okay, Apostle, you know they see what the best I'm going to do. See the way. Hey, Apostle. Wow. It reminds me of a certain a video of a prophet. Of blessed men. He was ministering and then called out a certain man and then was told him something very profound to him. That later when he was confirming, he said nobody had told him about. So in the distance, he now mentioned his name. And I mean, a lot of us don't know, let me mention his name.
No.
Don't know him for somebody who mentions names and those things. So the guy was shocked. Like, hey, he mentioned his name, Mike. Shocked. They said, this one? He said, this one? I mean, you are sure? You people should tell him. Yes, name, yes, back. And I was like, it just brought that incident to mind. That you, so it means, Papa, the simple is even more profound.
You see, the realm of the spirit, the supernatural, the gifts, all of that.
God have mercy.
The deeper you go, the simpler you make it.
No wonder the old men of God become more quiet. And they just watch and observe.
Just watch and observe.
Just quiet. Just look.
Because all of this, you are a watchman to the house of Israel. So if I had walked up as Ezekiel, and I've told you, yesterday, the Lord appointed me as a watchman of Israel.
It's too simple. We won't believe him.
You won't take me serious.
He has to make it.
But I don't need you to believe. I need to prove
the assignment I've been given.
That's what happened. That's what matters. So all of that, and I did, and I saw, and I caught, and I waited, and please. All of us are working in that realm. Let's not make it a certain specialty of some kind of people. if your hand is held and you have taught the way, you walk in it.
Walk in it.
Today I came to teach on blood rush.
Heat
inside.
How frequent is this phenomenon? How
it happens every day.
Every day.
every time. Small time you will feel it. Small time you will sense it. Small time you feel it. Heaviness, lightness, heaviness, lightness, heaviness, lightness. Then normalcy. Heaviness, light, normal. Heavy, light, normal. Heavy, light, normal. Heavy, light, normal. You are light. Angel is touching you. Heavy. Angel is touching you. Normal. You are here with us. Heavy. Touch of an angel. Supernatural being. Please, when I say angel, I'm using it for heavenly beings.
Yes.
Because all heavenly beings, probably we have to take time again to explain.
Yeah, you explained it to me about two or three
angels.
Weeks ago.
Exactly. Yeah, like, so all heavenly beings, apart from the Godhead, are angels.
Are angels.
And then within that, there are the messenger angels. So you should understand my language. So a divine being is communicating to you. Do you feel heavy? A divine being is by you. Do you feel light? A divine being by you. Are you normal? You are yourself. As simple as that.
That's
you have had an encounter.
That simple.
So you see how Ezekiel puts it?
The bitterness.
In the bitterness. Heat. In the heat of my spirit. That bitterness is in the... I went in heaviness.
Mm.
In the heat of my spirit. Mm. And then he knew that that meant that the hand of the Lord was strong upon him.
Imagine.
That's all he means. The hand. I said it's a touch. A divine being has touched you. He lifted me up. He took me away. I went in heat. I went in the heaviness of my spirit. The hand of the Lord was strong upon me. And if you know this as a man of God, whilst you're preaching, you know when to stop to listen to do something.
Mm.
So that's how come sometimes you realize as you are on that platform preaching, 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 you are flowing in the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Then instantly you realize that your spirit has become heavy.
Mm.
You realize that your spirit has become light. Mm. Then you wait for the body signal.
To get what exactly?
What is it about? The moment there is blood rush, I know what to do with it. That's for another time. So you read books, and you know what? Let me just cite this. Oral Roberts, he never came out to preach till he had the blood rush in his hand.
Mm.
He would stay in there, stay in there, pray, 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 wait, wait, wait. Mm. The moment he feels the blood rush, we are ready. Mama Yanko.
Yanko.
And he walks into
Bianca there.
All manner of sicknesses. Mm. So the entire ministry of Oral Roberts
was
on this one. He never came out to preach till he had a blood rush. So he went in what?
Mm.
In the bitterness of his spirit. So for instance, you'll be in church. You'll be waiting. Pastor Bed is not coming. Pastor Bed is not. What am I doing inside? What
doing?
Am I waiting on?
Mm.
I'm waiting on the blood rush.
I was going to say it, but I'm on air. The problem is new to be question washroom 10 hours. Oh, yeah, day. Hey, Apostle.
When I sense it, I'm ready. I wear my things. Let's go. So,
Kino.
It will say, hey, so for dear. So for bah, who's an atmosphere?
That's on sale, but so on sale. None of them star me as a hey.
Feel very careful.
Hey, God. Have mercy.
Mercy. Today I just came to tell you about another mark of divine presence. The heat in the inside that rushes through your body. Last week, we learned that not our hearts burn. This time, it's not only your heart. A certain portion of your body, heat in your heart, heat. And we are not talking about internal heat as a sickness condition. That's different. Because that kind of heat rash is always there. You're always experiencing it. But you're talking about, I told you, heaviness, lightness, normalcy. Heaviness, lightness, normalcy. So it's not something that you're always experiencing. Two bones, oh, wow. Now, I switch here, you're He wants to talk to you. Into a while, you withdraw yourself and then you go into quiet and listen in meditation. You exit, then you come back. Normalcy. Let's learn how to walk in the Holy Ghost. Let's learn how to walk in the spirit realm. Let's walk and be sensitive to what the spirit has to say and what the spirit has to do. Please, I'm trying to let you know that all the things that are said to be encounters, encounters, encounters that have become strange to your hearing when you listen to men of God, you are having your own kind of encounters. Why don't you take time off to learn to walk with the Holy Ghost and know that the spirit realm is as normal as can be. It's our everyday realm of God. Just that you have not been taught, so you're unable to tell. It's God looking for my attention. It's an angel, it's a divine being calling for my attention so that you can respond rightly. When you read the Bible, do you feel Bible people are different from you? No. No. They are just like us. The very things that happen to you every day is the same thing that happened to the Bible writers. It's the same thing that happened to the stories that you read of men of God. Only that you did not know that those things are signals of the spirit realm. So you were not responding rightly. After today and in weeks to come, I can't but finish exhaustively this topic of being able to perceive divine presence. I hope you've been blessed, and I hope that you're learning every day, in and out, as we walk in the Holy Ghost in the spirit realm.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truths for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obed Obinna Day podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.